The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jim Cronin from the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next hour, I shall be reading to you from the Reader's Digest and Consumer Reports. And first of all, let me wish all of you a very joyous and prosperous 2024. This is our first broadcast of this year, and I hope you had a wonderful holiday season. Those of you who are still celebrating, of course, continue to do so. So let's start off with an interesting thing from Reader's Digest. Considering the first of the year, this is something we always should be looking for. Life advice from 1,000 strangers. Faced with a quarter-life crisis, a young man travels the country to seek guidance. And there's a picture of Imran Nuri and his camera on the road in America. And I don't know about you, but I've never heard of a quarter or that kind of a crisis. Midlife, yes. From the time he learned to walk, Imran Nuri heard from his parents time and time again. He must strive to be the best at everything. After all, it was that thing that limited them to realize their American dream after moving to the United States from India in 1991. And Nuri, a dutiful, loving son, followed their advice. Born in Ohio in 1997, he graduated with honors from Ohio State University, then moved to Chicago, where he landed a prime job as a national marketing director for a company connecting healthcare professionals with hospitals. He was young and on the rise, working with power brokers and high-flying investors. His parents were proud. But with each passing month, Nuri realized that his parents' advice, while well-intentioned, grew out of their own hopes and disappointments. It wasn't necessarily for him. By the time he was 24 years old, Nuri faced the kind of life crisis typically found in people twice his age. Focusing on money, titles, and power was leaving him unfulfilled. In a bold move, he quit his job, emptied his savings account, and returned to his childhood home in Columbus to fine-tune an outrageous plan he'd been hatching. Nuri would drive his 2018 Toyota Camry to every state in the lower 48 on a 100-day trip to find 1,000 strangers and ask them to share one thing they wished they'd known when they were younger. Nuri was hoping for answers that might help him navigate the rest of his life. He had no other plans, no other agenda except that. To save money, he'd sleep in rest stops, shower in gyms, then accepted his gym membership card and buy food on the cheap. His parents, of course, were mortified. This entire scheme was crazy. Sleeping in his car was too dangerous, simply out of the question, they told him. Instead, they proposed he enroll in graduate school to get an MBA. But Nuri won them over using his marketing skills to convince his loving parents to give their blessing by reminding them of their own history. Nuri knew the stories of their inability to enjoy their 20s and 30s in India. They'd worked hard, always focused on the next step up the ladder to a successful life, leaving little time to contemplate what they wanted out of life. I'm young, healthy, unmarried, have no mortgage. Wouldn't you have wanted this chance when you were my age, he asked them. They were sold. On May 9th, 2022, the night before shoving off, Nuri couldn't sleep as he grappled with something about himself, something no one knew him would believe to be true. Imran Nuri did not like him talking with strangers. Marketing presentations and speeches before 1,000 people? Piece of cake. Small talk with a stranger in a coffee shop? He couldn't muster the nerve. He craved random interaction, but remained tongue-tied. This entire trip now depended on Nuri's ability to get strangers to talk with him about ideas more intimate than idle chit-chat about the weather. Nuri reached for his personal journal. I'm about to do something really crazy, and I think it's going to be really transformative, he wrote. I wonder who I might be when I return. Nuri followed an intricate map he created that took him on scenic byways instead of highways. His route took him north into Michigan, then east to Pennsylvania, then north again to Maine, before heading all the way south to Florida. From there he'd drive west until he reached the California coast. Next he'd head up to Washington State, where he'd take a right turn that would eventually lead him back home. He'd zigzag to make sure he visited every state he'd missed along the way to the west coast. He had no interest in any specific cities, national parks, or monument. His goal was simple. Go where he could find people in cities where they might talk. As much as his plan is root, Nuri had also thought strategically about the people he hoped to meet. He drew on what he'd learned during his college business ethics courses. Studies revealed that knowing a person's name, job, or profession distorts the way the person is judged. A CEO seems wiser than a janitor. A person named Williamson illogically seems more credible than someone named Smith. Nuri didn't believe any of that, and he certainly didn't believe that anyone held a monopoly on the truth. So Nuri decided that he'd get the names of people he chatted with, but only to contact them in the future. He wouldn't even use a name as identifier in his photos. Nor would he ask what anyone did for a living unless it came up organically. He wasn't looking for a resume, just unfiltered advice from people who would help guide him on his personal journey. As his first hours on the road passed, along with miles of farmland, Nuri had no idea where or how to begin, how to walk up to a stranger and say, "Give me advice." Then he hit a rising sun, an Ohio village of 553 residents. There, just off the road, he spotted a greenhouse and a handwritten sign that said, "Flowers for sale." Nuri kept driving, only pulling a U-turn down the road, but he realized he could ease into this project by talking to what he assumed would be a friendly woman selling flowers. Who else would be out here? Pulled off the road and into a dirt parking lot. Got out of the car carrying a recording device to capture the stranger's advice. He also had a 50-year-old twin-lens camera. He wanted to photograph each person he spoke with using an only old-school black-and-white film. He believed the lack of color allowed a stranger's soul to emerge. It was hot, sunny, and quiet. "The way it is when you truly are in the middle of nowhere," he says. "Then this scraggly guy limps out on me. He doesn't say anything, he just stares at me and keeps going." Nuri wondered, "Is that kindly old farm lady?" "I thought I was going to be killed," he says. "I'd chosen the worst possible person for my first conversation. I was tempted to get back in my car and leave." Then he remembered his last journal entry. "I wonder who I might be when I return." Nuri followed the man, easily catching up to him. Then, doing the bravest thing he'd done in decades, he introduced himself and gave the spiel he'd reported during the weeks to come. "I'm driving around the country to talk to 1,000 strangers. I'm asking them for pieces of life advice about things they wish they knew earlier. If you've got a couple of minutes, I'd love to hear what you think." The old man remained silent for a minute or so, just staring at Nuri. "I wish I would have spent more time with my parents," he finally said. "Are they still around?" The man shook his head. "No. I'm sorry to hear that." And with that, the ice was broken. Unprompted and without giving into the detail, the man said he'd suffered terrible burns earning his life, taking his shirt to reveal scars and explaining that's why he limped. He'd once been a bricklayer who helped build houses. That good life ended after he lost several fingers in a fire. He had to reinvent himself, slowly moving from anger and bitterness to peace and purpose by growing flowers. They chattered a bit more. Then Nuri thanked the man and got back in his car. "Everyone has a story," he thought, as he drove down the road. That night he pulled into a Michigan rest stop and made himself a sandwich with prepackaged shredded chicken and bread he'd bought at a roadside market. He rated it the worst edge he'd ever tasted, and tossed pieces of chicken to a stray cat. Nuri had never slept in a car. The back seat was hard, unyielding. He returned to the front seat, covered himself with a blanket, and closed his eyes. It was the best sleep he'd had in years. Over the next few months, Nuri approached people of all ages and races. Some kept walking, others said they had no time, weren't interested, or didn't care. One young woman said she'd like to talk, but was on her way to a bachelorette party. But many were happy to open up. These days, it seems like people who have common sense don't even use it. You look at the sky, and it's obviously blue, but someone else will say it's purple. At the end of the day, that's their problem, not yours. Erie, Michigan. It's okay to say no. It won't hurt people's feelings. Detroit, Michigan. Everything gets better as time goes on. Just keep pushing forward. Hartford, Connecticut. Enjoy the moment. New York City, New York. Be adventurous and do what you want to do. Harpers Ferry, West Virginia. Slow down. As a kid, you don't want to go to sleep, and as an adult, you're like, ugh, I can't wait to go to sleep. Martinsburg, West Virginia. When he arrived in some areas, Nuri wondered how he would be received because of his brown skin. He had experienced moments of subtle racism while growing up, and he steeled himself for it to happen again. He noticed a few hard looks, but he also discovered people were just as curious about him. If I saw somebody looking at me in a particular way, I'd walk over and ask him how they were doing, Nuri said. A stranger would say I looked like I was from out of town, which is one way to say that I'm not white. That's fine. It didn't offend me. Strangers told Nuri they'd never met anyone of Indian heritage, and then they would get to chatting. I had this awesome opportunity, he says. They realized I was just like them, only with brown skin. In the same way, I realized I made assumptions about people because of where they lived or how they dressed or looked. Nuri had his longest conversation on the trip when he noticed a woman in a motorized wheelchair moving across a shopping center parking lot in Wilmington, North Carolina. It was a hot and humid day, he says. I was exhausted and hadn't showered in 2 days. I parked my car and got out to stretch when I saw this woman rolling through with a lot with a giant stack of flowers. He grabbed his camera and recording equipment and hustled to catch up with her. She had a huge smile on her face, he said, this positive energy. She told Nuri her story. I worked my butt off my whole life, she said. I had this dream I would have my life. Once I retired, I'd do art, redo a little house and raise horses. But then I got sick and the dream ended. As for the advice she would share, have more fun, enjoy life, make a family. It's corny, but family is everything. By the way, she added, you don't want to know why I have the flowers? I was 5'11" before I was handicapped. I was a cheerleader type. When I walked to a maroon, I made everyone feel special. When I finally got my electric wheelchair, I went to a strip mall just because I was so stoked to be able to go out on my own. As I passed by a mom and her two kids, she put her hands over their eyes, and she looked away. I couldn't believe my mere existence was making people uncomfortable. Later on, as I was crossing a street in my wheelchair, a man in his truck didn't see me, then yelled out his window, "Get a flag, you so-and-so, you're going to get hit." Well, that was just too much. It just so happened there was a store nearby selling big flowers with long stems. So I thought I'll get one of those, and I'll keep adding more until I get people to look at me and smile. She held her large bundle of flowers aloft. This is how many flowers it took to get people to look at me and smile. Nuri bade farewell to the woman, jumped back into his car, and kept driving and listening. You don't really have control, so just let it go and let it be, Nashville, Tennessee. Take your time in finding a life partner. Don't let the sex cloud your judgment, and don't rush into marriage. They should be your best friend over everything, Purcell, Oklahoma. It took me a really long time to figure it out, but you don't require anyone else to be happy. You can do it all by yourself. Grand Canyon, Arizona. In Colorado Springs, Colorado, Nuri encountered the kind of man who would once have intimidated him. He was inside a small store, and Nuri found himself standing next to a giant with a big beard and a body covered in small tattoos. Nuri asked about the tattoos and learned the man in his 50s had stage 4 terminal cancer, but he wasn't waiting around until death came to claim him. Instead, he was getting matching tattoos with people in his hometown. Life is about the human connection, the man told Nuri. As death approached, possessions were meaningless. In their place, he'd make as many memories as possible while still alive. Touched, Nuri asked the man if he would get a matching tattoo with him. The bearded giant gladly agreed, and the next morning, Nuri got his first ink, a small tattoo of a roll of film commemorating the portraits he'd been taking. My trip was about looking for meaning and purpose, says Nuri. In a lot of phase, I found it in this man. I carry that stranger's legacy on my arm, and I look at it every day. In Tillamook, Oregon, weary after a long stretch, Nuri pulled into a drive-through coffee stand. A waitress, a college student, noticed his Ohio license plate. Nuri explained his project, and she agreed to talk. What she'd learned over the course of her short lifespan was that change was good. Whether it's changing your major or changing your whole life path, she told him. You don't have to fault yourself for taking a step back and reevaluating your past choices. With these words, the student had validated Nuri's decision to reevaluate his own life choices, quit his job, and travel around America. Nuri's journey continued through Washington's craggy Pacific coast, spectacular thunderstorms in Wyoming, Colorado's massive snow peaks, Montana's ever-changing landscape. There was really beauty in every place, he says, as well as wisdom from people he met there. The weeks had turned into months, and now Nuri was headed back to Columbus. On the last 15 minutes on the last day, August 6, 2022, 88 days from where he started, Nuri turned down the quiet residential street that led to his childhood's home. It was a route he'd taken thousands of times, but now he was traveling with the spirit of 1,300 people he'd talked to on his 15,000-mile trip. "I felt every emotion at once," he says. "Accomplishment, joy, relief, ecstasy, exhaustion, pride, amazement, and disbelief." Nearly 3 months earlier, he'd written, "I wonder who I might be when I return." He knew now. He was a better man. It was then that Imran Nuri began to cry. Today, Nuri is back in Chicago, employing as a senior marketing director for a new company. But these days, work occupies a smaller place in his life. He's not the man he once was. He seeks answers to questions, which leads to more questions and more answers, a cycle that promotes not certainty but meaning. He says he will continue to search and learn. "I now put myself in other people's shoes," he says, "even when a person sees the world differently from me." He can do that because he can now talk easily with strangers. He's no longer the tongue-tied introvert he once was. He recognizes that not all the advice he'd heard was profound, but hearing it from people from all walks of life made it powerful, he said. And what they taught him was that life isn't to be talked about, but to be lived in all its messy beauty. Joy and sorrow, passion and regret, confidence and doubt, success and failure. Sure, dream of a perfect future, but never forget the imperfect past we all share that shapes our present. He hopes the strangers know that they made a difference, that he honors their advice and is grateful for their gifts, which he would draw on for the rest of his life. Now, for a totally different subject after that really interesting article. 10 Nutrition Myths, Plus What Health Experts Want You to Know Instead. And this is from the New York Times. Myth number one, fresh fruits and vegetables are always healthier than canned, frozen, or dried varieties. Despite the enduring belief that fresh is best, research has found that frozen, canned, or dried fruits and vegetables can be just as nutritious as their fresh counterparts. They can also be a money saver and an easy way to make sure there are always fruits and vegetables available at home, says Sarah Belk, a professor of public health policy at Harvard University. One caveat, some canned, frozen, and dried varieties contain added sugar, saturated fats, and sodium. So be sure to read nutrition labels and opt for the products that keep those ingredients to a minimum. Yeah, that means you should skip the broccoli with the cheese sauce. Myth number two, all fat is bad. When studies published in the late 1940s found correlations between high-fat diets and high levels of cholesterol, experts reasoned that if you reduce the amount of total fats in your diet, your risk for heart disease would go down. By the 1980s, doctors, federal health experts, the food industry, and the news media were reporting that low-fat diet could benefit everyone, even though there was no solid evidence that doing so could prevent heart disease, obesity, and other health issues. As a result, says Vijay Sarampudi, an assistant professor of medicine at the University of California, Los Angeles Center for Human Nutrition, many people and food manufacturers replace calories and fat with calories from refined carbohydrates, such as white flour and added sugar. Remember Snackwells? Instead of helping the country stay slim, the rates of overweight and obesity went up significantly, she said. In reality, not all fats are bad. While certain types, such as trans fats, can increase your risk for heart disease or stroke, healthy fats help reduce your risk. For example, include monounsaturated fats found in olive oil, avocados, and certain nuts and seeds, and polyunsaturated fats found in sunflower oil, walnuts, fish, and flaxseed. Good fats are also important for supplying energy, producing important hormones, supporting cell function, and aiding in the absorption of some nutrients. If you see a product labeled fat-free, don't automatically assume it is healthy, Dr. Sarampudi said. Instead, prioritize products with simple ingredients and no added sugars. Myth number three. Calories in, calories out is the most important factor for long-term weight gain. It's true that if you consume more calories than you burn, you will probably gain weight. If you burn more calories than you consume, you will probably lose weight, at least for the short term. But research does not suggest that eating more will result in becoming overweight or obese. Rather, it's the types of foods we eat that may in the long distance term, that may be the long-term drivers of those conditions, says Darloosh Mosafarian, a professor of nutrition and medicine at Tufts University. Ultra-processed foods, such as refined starchy snacks, cereals, crackers, energy bars, baked goods, and sodas and sweets, can lead to weight gain. That's because they are rapidly digested and flood the bloodstream with glucose, fructose, and amino acids, which are converted to fat by the liver. Instead, the best way to maintain a healthy weight is to make the shift from counting calories to prioritizing healthy eating overall. That's right, quality over quantity. Myth number four, people with type 2 diabetes shouldn't eat fruit. This myth stems from conflating fruit juices, which can raise blood sugar levels because of their high sugar and low fiber content, with whole fruits. But research has found that this isn't the case. Some studies show, for instance, that those who consume one serving of whole fruit per day, particularly blueberries, grapes, and apples, have a lower risk of developing type 2 diabetes. Another research suggests that if you already have type 2 diabetes, eating whole fruits can help control your blood sugar. It's time to bust this myth, said Linda Shuey, director of culinary medicine and lifestyle medicine at Kaiser Permanente San Francisco, adding that everyone, including those with type 2 diabetes, can benefit from fruits, health-promoting vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and fiber. Myth number five, plant milk is healthier than dairy milk. That's just not true, says Kathleen Berrigan, professor of sustainable food systems at Arizona State University and a former U.S. Deputy Secretary of Agriculture. Consider protein. Typically, cow's milk has about 8 grams of protein per cup, whereas almond milk typically has around 2 grams per cup, and oat milk usually has around 2 to 3 grams per cup. While the nutrition of plant-based beverages can vary, Berrigan says many have more added ingredients such as sodium and added sugars, which contribute to poor health, than cow's milk. Myth number six, potatoes are bad for you. What, no taters? Potatoes have often been vilified in the nutrition community because of their high glycemic index, which means they contain rapidly digestible carbohydrates that can spike your blood sugar. However, potatoes can actually be beneficial for health, said Daphne Altima Johnson, a program officer of food communities and public health at Johns Hopkins University. They are rich in vitamin C, potassium, fiber, and other nutrients, especially when consumed with the skin. They are also inexpensive and found year-round in grocery stores. To keep them healthy, stick to roasting, baking, boiling, and air frying. Number seven, myth. Don't feed peanuts to little kids. For years, experts told new parents it's the best way to prevent their children from developing food allergies was to avoid feeding them common allergenic foods such as peanuts or eggs during their first few years of life. But now allergy experts say it's better to introduce peanut products early on. If your baby doesn't have severe eczema or a known food allergy, you can start introducing peanut products. Consider peanut puffs, peanut powders, or watered-down peanut butter, but not whole peanuts, at around 4 to 6 months. When your baby is ready for solids, start with 2 teaspoons of smooth peanut butter mixed with water, breast milk, or formula 2 or 3 times per week. If your baby has severe eczema, ask your pediatrician or an allergist about starting peanut products. It's also important to feed your baby a diverse diet in their first year of life to prevent food allergies, Dr. Gupta said. Number 8. The proteins in plants is incomplete. The myth. Where do you get your protein? Is the number one question vegetarians get asked, said Christopher Garner, a nutrition scientist and professor of medicine at Stanford University. The myth that plants are completely missing some amino acids, also known as the building blocks of proteins, he added. But in reality, all plant-based foods contain all 20 amino acids, including all 9 essential ones. The difference is that the proportion isn't as ideal as the proportion of amino acids in animal-based foods. So get an adequate mix. You simply need to eat a variety of plant-based foods, such as beans, grains, and nuts, throughout the day, and eat enough total protein. Luckily, most Americans get more than enough. It's easier than most people think, Gardner says. And myth number 9, eating soy can increase breast cancer risk. High doses of plant estrogens in soy, called isoflavones, have been found to stimulate breast tumor cell growth in animal studies. However, this relationship has not been substantiated in human studies, says Frank B. Yu, chair of the Department of Nutrition at the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health. So far, the science does not indicate a link between soy and breast cancer risk in humans. Instead, consuming soy-based foods and drinks, including tofu, tempeh, edamame, miso, and soy milk, may even have a protective effect toward breast cancer risk and survival. Soy foods are also powerhouses of beneficial nutrients related to reduced heart disease risk, such as high-quality protein, fiber, vitamins, and minerals, Dr. Yu said. And myth number 10, the best nutrition advice keeps changing. This is not the case, said Marianne Nestle, a professor emerita of nutrition, food studies, and public health at New York University, adding in the 1950s, the first dietary recommendations for prevention of obesity, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and the like, advised balancing calories and minimizing food high in saturated fat, salt, and sugar. The current U.S. dietary guidelines urge the same. Yes, science evolves, but the bottom line guidance remains consistent. As author Michelle Pollan simply put it, eat food, not too much, mostly plants. That advice worked for 70 years ago, and it still does today. And it leaves plenty of room for eating the foods you love. And with that, let's swim over to Consumer Reports, where we've been talking about their favorite products for the year. And let's go with air fryers today. Air fryers are essentially convection ovens, which are powered by a heating element and a fan. But they do a quicker job at crisping food because of their small size. Even basic bottles deliver presently fried results, and that's in parentheses, but standouts also have easy-to-read controls, are super quiet, and have dishwasher-safe baskets or trays. How to shop? Consider how many people you'll typically feed. 1 to 3-person households can usually get by with a smaller capacity fryer of 4 quarts or less. But families of 4 or more should opt for larger capabilities of 5 quarts and up, while also being realistic about countertop space. If you plan to use your air fryer for day-to-day meal prep, look for a model with pre-programmed cook settings and the ability to bake, broil, and reheat. These features can be found on inexpensive bottles as well as pricier ones. Air fryers that come with a single basket are still the most popular, but you can now also find models that offer trays or 2 baskets. What to avoid? Steer clear of air fryers that feature large exterior dimensions but have small cooking capacities. Check our ratings for a model's measured capacity. Our testers have often found that the manufacturer's claimed capacity is larger than what the model actually offers. Expert tip. Think about what you cook most often when choosing between a basket and a tray. While a wider basket is great for preparing Brussels sprouts, pizza, or bacon strips, a deeper, albeit narrow basket is likely to fit a whole chicken or a head of cauliflower. And that's from Lyric UFO, CR Senior Test and Leader of Appliances. And the top models are the Dash Tasty Crisp at $60, the Gourmeria GAF 686 Digital at $55, the Instant Vortex Plus at $110, the Chefman at $100, the Instant Vortex Plus 140 at $130, the Kasori Dual Blaze at $150, the Kasori Light at $60, the Pioneer Woman at $90, and Williams Sonoma Open Kitchen at $100. And how about toaster ovens? The Humble Toaster may be the most unappreciated overachiever in the kitchen. It can reheat food, roast vegetables, and much more. But reliably toasting bread at the perfect shade for you is what a good toaster needs to do. Best. A great one is also easy to use and clean. How to shop? Check out the toaster's oven's dimensions and capacity, and make sure it fits on your kitchen countertop. If space permits, consider buying a large capacity toaster oven, more than half a cubic foot. These ovens generally cost $200 and up, but they'll also provide you a space to roast a chicken or bake cookies in a 9x13 baking pan. And that versatility will not only allow you to use your main oven left, but also provide an extra place to cook up appetizers or sides when you're entertaining. But if you take and make singly portions of food, a smaller model might be more suitable and cost-effective choice. What to avoid? Most toaster ovens heat to 450 degrees Fahrenheit, with some reaching as high as 500. That may seem like a lot, but you'll probably need those high heats if roasted vegetables or broiled burgers are on the menu. Skip bottles with a clean maximum temperature under 425, and you won't regret it. an expert tip from Lisa Keon, Senior Lab Technician, Toaster Ovens. If you're using your toaster oven, give your conventional oven a break. Insist on a model with a convection setting. It will cook small or medium-sized dishes more quickly. And let's look at the different ones. The Beville Smart Oven Air Convection for $400. The Burrellville Smart Oven for $270. The Cuisinart Deluxe for $180. The Black & Decker 8-Slice Digital Extra Wide for $100. Hamilton Beach Professional Digital for $170. The Cuisinart TA for $230. The Breville BOV for $190. The KitchenAid Dual Convection for $280. The Breville Smart Oven Air Fryer for $350. And then they also have a whole bunch of them, more KitchenAids, DeLonghi, Cuisinart, Emerald Cuisinart. These are all about the same kind of price, and they're all ranging price from $100 to about $400 on the top side. In fact, there's actually one that's a four-slop easy reach oven for $75 from Hamilton Beach. It's got a pretty good score. All right, how about regular toasters? If you're particular about your toast, you need a dedicated appliance. Toasters are usually more capable than toaster ovens for heating to an even shade of gold, often in 90 seconds or less. How to shop? Two or four slicers are sufficient for couples or smaller families. For larger households, whose members don't want to wait for breakfast, you'll need to consider a toaster oven. Some can make 14 slices at once. Woo! Prices for CR recommended toasters range from as little as $25 to as much as $350. A toast color dial, removable crumb tray, and cancel option are standard, and some pricier models offer digital displays as well as settings for frozen bagels. Keep in mind, a toaster with an array of features isn't necessarily great at its key function, toasting, so check for our ratings. What to avoid: a toaster with slots less than 1.5 inches wide might not be able to boast a bagel, a half, or a thick slice of bread. The expert tip from Stacy Canova-Turner, CE Market Analyst, Toasters, is skip the toasters that offer warranties of only a few months. You could do much better. Most offer at least a year, and some as many as 5. The Brayfield toaster at $90, the Toastmaster 2-Slice at $60, the Braille BTA at $160, the Cuisinart Countdown at $70, the Revolution Instant Glow 2-Slice High-Speed Smart Toaster for $350. Oh, it's got a touchscreen. The Brayfield BTA Toast Select Lux at $180, the Dualit 2-Slice at $100, the Cuisinart CPT at $30, Hamilton Beach 2-Slice Modern Chrome at $30, and the Hayden Heritage 2-Slice Wide Slide Toaster, $60. And the prices range anywhere from that horrible one we looked at before to at the top of $300 to as low as $30 a piece. So, yeah, there's some ones out there, so you just need to kind of look. Totally different subject. Save big on your car insurance. The best insurers and how to get your premiums as low as possible. Like many Americans, you probably watched your car insurance premiums go up hundreds of dollars over the last 2 years. Even as inflation has cooled, insurance prices have remained high due to more crashes, increased litigation, and higher repair costs. Nationwide, the average premium increase was nearly 18%, according to the Federal Bureau of Labor Statistics. But some sales have felt even more pain, with rates up to 88% in Florida and around 50% in Colorado, Nevada, and New York since 2018. According to FINN, a car subscription service company that analyzed market data. How can you lower your premiums? For starters, switch insurance companies. According to CR's 2022 national survey of 11,509 drivers, consumers who took their business to another company not only saved money on car insurance, but also reported higher satisfaction levels with the new insurer. Even so, 55% of drivers stay with the same insurers for 6 years or longer, missing out on those advantages. CR recommends shopping for better rates from competing insurers every year or so, and at the same time reviewing your policy to see how changes in your life may affect your insurance needs. Those changes might include moving to a new town or state, getting a new job, or ending your retirement. If you haven't given your insurance a hard look in a while, you could be paying too much. Not have enough coverage or both, says Chuck Bell, Consumer Reports Program's Director for Advocacy. We'll tell you which life events might cause your insurance needs to change, as well as how you can get the lowest rates possible with the top insurers from CR's 2022 member survey. 9 ways to save. Increase your deductible. How much you can save? $400 to $500 a year. This timeless insurance advice saves you money because you're increasing your potential out-of-pocket costs for repairs after a crash. Loretta Waters, Vice President of Media Relations for the Insurance Information Institute, says that decreasing your deductible from $500 to $1,000 can bring your annual premium down by 20 to 25% on average. Just make sure you can afford to pay cash for repairs if you need it, Bell says. The average motorist doesn't file a claim more than about once every couple of decades, so your likelihood of having to shell out for crash damage is actually pretty low. Drop collision and comprehensive insurance. How much can you save? About $1,000 a year. Collision insurance covers you for damage to your car if you're involved in a crash or if you're a victim of a hit and run. And comprehensive covers damage caused by acts of nature, such as storm damage, vandalism, theft, fire, and more. As the years and miles pile up on your car, its value will decrease. Eventually, that lowered value may no longer justify the expense of paying for collision and comprehensive coverage. As a general rule, when the premium is more than 10% of the car's value, it's time to consider dropping collision, and maybe comprehensive too, Bell says. You may want to keep comprehensive a bit longer because it includes glass coverage, which is always nice to have if a rock hits your windshield and cracks it. But if you're scaling back on liability-only coverage, make sure you have enough to protect yourself from having to pay out-of-pocket for someone's property damage and medical expenses. If you're found at fault in a crash, take a defensive driving course, $200 a year. Some insurance companies will allow you to take a safe driving course to get a discount, although you have to take it again every few years to keep the discount active. In New York, for example, where insurance can cost more than $3,000 per year, motorists can receive a 10% discount after taking a state-approved defensive driving course. The course costs about $25, takes 5 hours and 20 minutes to complete, and can be repeated every 3 years. Many other states have similar programs, although prices vary widely. In Virginia, where the average cost of insurance is less than $1,500 per year, the course takes 8 hours and can cost as little as $25. Bundle your auto coverage with your homeowner's insurance. You can save up to $300 a year. Douglas Heller, Director of Insurance with the Consumer Federation of America, says that some companies offer discounts on annual premiums when you purchase both your home and auto policies from them. But he points out that every person's situation is different, and while one person might save money by bundling two types of insurance, another person might save money by buying each policy from a different company. The bottom line, bundling is worth looking into, but it's not a one-size-fits-all way to save on premiums. How much liability coverage is enough? Insurance companies offer several types of coverage to protect you financially when you're involved in a crash. Plus, the most important is liability coverage, which pays for costs related to the injury or death of passengers in another car, as well as any damage to other vehicles and property if it's determined that you were at fault in a crash. Liability coverage also covers passengers in your car. Almost every state requires liability coverage. In Virginia, for example, the minimum coverage required by law is $30,000 per person and $60,000 per incident for bodily injury or death of two or more people and $20,000 for property damage. This is usually stated on insurance policies as $30,000/$60,000/$20,000, or simply 30-60-20. Experts say most state minimum coverage requirements are woefully inadequate. Douglas Heller, an insurance agent, cites as an example a driver covered only by Virginia's minimum requirements who causes a crash in which three people have $50,000 in medical bills per person. The driver's insurance would cover $20,000 of each insured person's medical bills, leaving the driver responsible for any outstanding bills, in this example, $90,000. How much coverage is enough? Loretta Waters of the Insurance Information Institute recommends a minimum liability coverage of $100,000, $300,000, $100,000. For more protection, experts recommend purchasing an umbrella insurance policy on top of the higher limit liability coverage. An umbrella policy added to a homeowner's policy extends liability protection to $1 million or more, and depending on the insurer, fills whatever gaps may have been left by auto and homeowner policies. You can usually buy an umbrella policy only from a company that you already purchased insurance from. Prices vary depending on what types of coverage you already have, car, home, boat, business, etc. You also need to know how high your basic liability insurance needs to be, and if your insurance requires bundling all of your policies to get the umbrella policy. Water says a $1 million umbrella policy typically costs $250 to $300 to your annual premiums. There's also coverage that pays for damage caused by uninsured and underinsured motors, as well as personal injury protection or medical payment coverage, which covers your own injuries if the other driver has inadequate coverage or none at all. Warner says these are always good to have. Life effects that can impact your rates. Getting married or divorced. Adding a driver to a policy can increase premiums. But if that person has a clean driving record, your rates shouldn't change that much. Adding someone with a history of filing claims or with moving violations on their record, on the other hand, can increase your rate, whereas removing that person can result in significant savings. Changing jobs. You can pay a lower premium if your new commuting distance is shorter or if you're now working from home. You can generally save $100 on premiums if you drive less than 10,000 miles per year. More life events that can affect your rates. Moving to a new area. Insurance rates are highly dependent upon where you live. According to quotes from USAA, a move from suburban Scottsdale, Arizona to urban Phoenix would raise your annual premiums about $240. Your premium could drop if you move from a city to a more sparsely populated area. And if you move to an area with a high probability of severe weather events, hurricanes or floods, you're also likely to see your premiums rise. Adding a teen driver. Thank goodness I don't have to worry about that anymore. Drivers between the ages of 16 and 17 are more likely to be involved in a crash than any other group. Adding a teen driver to insurance policy can increase it a staggering $1,000 to $2,000 a year or more. If you drive under 10,000 miles, report your annual mileage. How much you can save? Maybe $100 a year. Most insurance companies include annual mileage in their pricing methodology. However, and lowering your miles can save you money. Heller says, for instance, if you're driving less because of a change in your job location, you may qualify for a lower premium, especially if you're driving less than 10,000 miles in a year. Some companies offer verified mileage programs where you can get even more savings by reporting your odometer readings on a regular basis. Pay out of pocket for a one-car fender bender, $300 or more, depending on your driving record. If you're involved in a crash with another vehicle that results in property damage, as many states require that you submit an accident report, and you must report an accident with injuries or death to the police. But for minor damage that doesn't involve another driver, such as scraping your bumper on a support column in a parking garage, paying out of pocket and not filing a claim could prevent potential rate increase. Keep in mind, though, that what seems like minor damage to a car equipped with safety features, such as automatic emergency braking and blind spot warning, could be far more expensive to repair than you think. So make sure you get a repair estimate before you decide to shoulder the financial burden on your own. Get an independent insurance agent. How much can you save? Up to hundreds of dollars. To make comparing coverage and premiums from several insurance companies easier, consult an independent agent. Unlike an agent who represents a single company, an independent agent represents a number of insurance companies, including some that may or not be on your radar, and could offer the best deal. Insurance brokers are also independent, but he says they are more appropriate for businesses than for individual customers. Considering a dividend policy, how much can you save? $100 or more. Amica and NJM, top-rated insurers from CR's ratings, are among the companies that allow customers to choose between a traditional insurance policy and a dividend policy. Dividend policies may have higher premiums, but because policy owners own a stake in the company's investments, they can get money back in the form of dividend payments. In the case of Amica, that could be 5 to 20% depending on market fluctuations. Dividend policies can help reduce the overall cost of coverage and may help you save even more when both your auto and your home are covered by the same mutual insurance company. Sign up for driver monitoring. You can save up to $800 doing that. Some insurance companies offer a discount if you allow them to monitor your driving habits with a smartphone app or a device that plugs into your car's diagnostic port. There's a potential for huge savings, but you have to be okay with giving up a certain amount of privacy, allowing your insurer to track your every move in much the same way that you do when using certain smartphone apps. If a driver monitoring is available in your state and is offered by your insurance company, Bell suggests doing some fact-finding before deciding if it's right for you. Start by asking your insurers what data will use to calculate a discount, whether any negative driving behavior has potential to actually increase your rate, and how all the data collected can and will be used. Ask your insurer if they will sell or share your data with other companies before you agree to one of these programs, he says. And if you tend to drive more at night because of work or some other reason, make sure you don't get dinged for it. If you're over 70, read this. Car insurance premiums tend to decrease as you age, but that can change once you reach your 70s, which is when cash rates begin to slowly tick back up to the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. Based on average insurance costs from bike rate, a consumer financial company, premiums for 70-year-old drivers are about 8% higher than for drivers who are 60 years old. If you're an older driver who hasn't been in a crash and your rates go up sharply, consider changing insurers, says Chuck Bell, CR's program director for advocacy. You can ask your existing company to provide a more competitive quote, but be prepared to vote with your feet if you don't like their answer. Bell says that some insurers, including GEICO and The Hartford, offer preferential rates for older drivers. Just like drivers in other age groups, aging motorists can save money on insurance by reassessing their needs and switching carriers if they can get a better deal, he says. Upgrade to a car with advanced safety systems. Cars with active safety equipment like automatic emergency braking and strong crash test ratings are good for everyone, but especially for older drivers. That's because those drivers are more likely than other motorists to suffer from serious injuries if they're in a crash, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says. And according to two IHS studies, they tend to drive older vehicles that lack life-saving features such as blind spot monitoring, side or curtain airbags, forward collision warning, or automatic emergency braking. Take a driver education course. Classes for mature drivers could reduce your risk of an accident or injury and related expenses. Groups like AAA offer programs to help older motorists with declining hearing, eyesight flexibility, and other issues that can impair driving ability, adapt their habits, and sharpen their skills. AARP, for example, offers a discount on these courses to members. More car stuff. Track intelligence. Unlock your shifter's secret powers. Most people give little thought to their car shifter. According to a recent CR survey, more than 99% of CR's members report driving newer cars with automatic transmissions, which require you to just pop it into drive or reverse to go. Set it to neutral at the car wash, put it into park at the end of a trip. But a lot of automatic transmissions have shifters with settings that can make driving more fun, reduce brake wear and tear, and give you an edge in certain driving situations. For decades, most new cars have come equipped with transmission features that can help you to drive the car more safely, and maybe even give you a little more enjoyment, says John Ebbetson, chief mechanic at CR's Auto Test Center. Whether you're descending a steep hill, driving through deep snow, or taking off onto the highways from an on-ramp, there are ways to make your transmissions do more for you. CR's experts tell you how your car shifter can help use your transmission to its fullest potential. L, or low, what it does. Low keeps an automatic transmission in a low gear, which provides maximum engine power at a very low speed. These are similar to the low gears on a bicycle that allow you to pedal up a steep hill. When do you use it? Shift into low when you need a lot of power to, say, pull a boat out of the water, or when you want more control and not much speed, such as when you're navigating down a steep part of an unpaved or slippy road or trail, says Ebbetson. Shifting into L allows the engine to assist the brakes when you're trying to maintain a low controlled speed on descent. Number two, what it does. Depending on the model, selecting two keeps the transmission from shifting past second gear, which will give your tires more turning power than in drive, but less than in low. Selecting two will also allow you to drive at a higher speed than when in low. When to use it. Select two when you're stuck in a snowbank or trying to make your way out of deep sand or mud. That will help keeping the wheels from spinning as fast as they would in drive, and may give you the traction you need in those scenarios. You can also use it to maintain a slow speed with less braking when driving down long, steep declines. Manual or S. What it does. Switching to manual or S mode, usually by pushing a button, sliding the shifter handle sideways, or clicking the paddle shifters behind the steering wheel, allows you to override the automatic transmission and manually select your gears. When to use it. Manual mode allows you to tap into the power that lurks within the car and to delay shifts for a sportier driving experience. It can make driving in automatic more fun, Ebbetson says. It's also a handy way to slow the car without braking and potentially overheating the brakes if you're on a roadway with steep downhill grade. And if you have a sporty car, it's a lot of fun, believe me. B, what it does. B stands for braking, and is found in many EVs and hybrids, and in some models with a continuously variable transmission, a CVT. It uses regenerative braking or the drivetrain, or on some hybrid models, both, to slow the car. The best-known car with this feature is the Toyota Prius, Ibbotson says. When to use it, it's a good way to avoid wear on the brakes when driving down a long decline, or if the road is slippery, because the car will slow down as soon as you lift your foot off the accelerator, which can be smoother than stepping on the brakes and causing the wheels to lock and your car to slide. Once again, a total shift. Keeping credit reports free. In September, the nation's three biggest credit bureaus said they would permanently offer consumers free weekly credit reports at annualcreditreport.com. Free access is important because the information in credit reports can have a profound effect on many elements of fund financial life, including the ability to get auto, home, or student loan, use a credit card, rent an apartment, sign up for a cell phone plan, and even get a job. Credit reports are most notoriously rife with errors. A nationally representative 2022 survey by CR found that 14% of the people who ever checked their credit report found an error last time they checked. And a 2012 Federal Trade Commission study revealed that in 1 in 20 consumers found an error that could result in less favorable credit terms. The bureaus began providing free reports during the COVID-19 pandemic, but the policy was set to expire at the end of 2023. CR pushed for years to make credit reports permanently free to consumers and more accurate. As part of our 2021 credit checkup project, a third of the nearly 6,000 volunteers who examined their reports told us they found errors. We all collected almost 50,000 petition signatures calling for free access to reports, and we met with industry trade groups shortly before the September announcement. Please support our efforts by signing our new petition at cr.org/credit petition, urging the bureaus to do more to address credit report errors, and to cr.org/credit report fix for advice on how to correct mistakes in your own report. Call to action. CR recently published an article revealing the dangers of water beads. I just saw something about it on TV today, the other day, too. Tiny gel balls that are marketed as toys but have sent thousands of children to emergency rooms. When children ingest water beads, which look like candy, the beads enlarge in their stomach or intestines, causing serious injuries and, in some cases, resulting in death. Sign CR's petition calling on the Consumer Product Safety Commission to ban the sale of water beads. I think they have already done this, and to secure recalls of water beads that are already in American homes. And I'm pretty sure they've already done that. I saw something on the news last night about it. Protecting our privacy. What's at stake? Every time we buy something on the Internet or merely browse for a product, our online security and personal privacy are compromised, as companies track our every click. They can then sell what they learn to anyone who will pay for the information. Our data is often being used by marketeers looking to sell us stuff, but it can also be employed in ways that can result in denying you a loan, a job, or insurance coverage on the basis of race, gender, or other private info. What CR is doing about it? CR has long fought to give consumers more control over their personal data. In recent years, for example, we've worked closely with state legislators to develop strong data privacy laws and strengthen weak ones. But even when such laws give consumers the right to stop the sharing and selling of their information, exercising those rights, one company at a time, can be impossibly time-consuming. That's why CR recently launched Permission Slip, a free mobile app that reveals the kind of information about you that companies collect, trade, and sell. Then, if you choose, a simple tap will send a request to those companies to delete your accounts or stop selling your information, and the app will even follow up with the companies later to help ensure that your request has been fulfilled. As of mid-October, consumers had initiated more than 1 million opt-out and permission slip. What you can do? Learn more at permissionslipcr.com. Download the free app at Apple's App Store or the Google Play Store. Let's read a couple of letters. In October 2023, the 10 really risky foods reported on the ones most likely to carry dangerous bacteria and offered expert advice to help you stay safe when eating them. Readers shared their thoughts and questions. I really enjoyed reading the food safety article. I noticed you mentioned uncooked flours as being potentially risky for pathogens like E. coli. But what about other dry goods like oats, which are often prepared cold like cereal overnight? Editor's note, oats are traditionally steamed during processing, which will kill bacteria that can make you sick. Flour is not. so you need to cook or bake with it at home to ensure that it's safe for you to eat. I read with interest the warnings about rice containing arsenic. You included advice on cooking it and how often to eat it. But what about rice breakfast cereal? Should we be avoiding that as well? Editor's note. CR hasn't recently tested hot or cold breakfast cereals for arsenic contamination. In our 2014 test, we found that an adult could safely eat 3 cups of cold rice cereal or 2 1-quarter cup servings of hot rice cereal per week, assuming they didn't consume any other arsenic-containing foods that week. We know from more current testing that infant rice cereals can be high in arsenic, so for adults, following these guidelines still makes sense, says James E. Rogers, Ph.D., Director and Acting Head of Product Safety Testing at CR. Alternating rice cereal with those made from other grains is also a good idea. Your story on Risky's Food may cause some readers to abandon leafy greens, fruit, chicken, and turkey, replacing them with highly processed food. That would almost certainly increase the long-term risk of their health. Editor's note, several of the foods on that list, such as fruits and leafy greens, are important components of a healthy diet, and we don't advise that most people avoid them. But it's important to be aware of the potential risk of foodborne illness and how to minimize them. The article gives information from CR's food safety experts on how to make these foods safer to eat. After reading, get great glasses for way less, I started my research into 2 low-cost brands. I think it's worth noting that either Zenni Optical or Eyeburn Direct offers trifocals. Trifocal lenses are indeed an option for people who need vision correction at close, middle, and far distances, and they can be a cheaper option than progressive lenses. More than 3/4 of our members who evaluated their eyeglass stores for our ratings told us they use bifocal, trifocal, or progressive lenses. Still, trifocals aren't as common as bifocal or progressive lenses, and it's true that some retailers don't offer them. Before you try a new retailer, you might want to confirm that it can make trifocal lenses for you. And a little joke to close out. I was walking through the hall of the middle school when I noticed a fellow substitute teacher standing forlornly with his forehead against the locker. "How did you get yourself into this?" he whispered over and over and over. Knowing he'd been assigned a difficult class, I asked, "Are you all right?" He replied, "I'll be fine as soon as I get the kid out of this locker." Literally no one understands something more completely than a woman in meeting who starts a question with, "Just so I understand." "Just got a package. My husband, a freelancer, sent himself a box of Harry and David Pears with an encouraging note for the holidays." And with that, we've run out of time for today's episode of Reader's Digest and Consumer Reports. Be sure to listen in next time. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. I'm Jim Cronin, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. So long until next week, and thanks so very much for listening.